Well, the background to this is a vote on what's known as the local plan, which sets out the kind of planning policies that the authority has for the next 10 years or so. And obviously, there's been a long-running tussle over what should happen to the former Manston Airport site. Thanet Council at this point is saying that the site shouldn't be earmarked for aviation use because they've had reports saying it wouldn't be commercially viable, and they're earmarking the site instead for houses and businesses. It raises a lot of political issues, and there is a suggestion that because UKIP was effectively elected on the back of a pledge to reopen Manston, that it's reneging on that, that pledge. And we know that there are a number of UKIP councillors, UKIP currently controls the authority, who we think are going to vote against the local plan because it omits Manston as a future airport site. There are reports, rumours circulating that UKIP might split. There might be a breakaway group of around 12 UKIP councillors who decide to sit as independents, possibly joining forces with the Conservatives. And that would give them the numbers to form a new administration at the council and potentially take over from UKIP, which runs a minority administration. It would be a blow to UKIP, and it's had quite a few blows in recent weeks and days. It's the only authority which the party runs in the whole of England. And, you know, if it was to be ousted or replaced by a different administration, that would enable critics of UKIP to say, well, it's a spent force. Look, it can't even carry on running the control of the one council that it won back in 2015.